Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I'm Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Paris School and a graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill. Today in Bajan History, February 5th, 1952, Oliver Oscar Walcott. On this day, February 5th, 1952, the Barbados Advocate reported that Mr. Oliver Oscar Walcott, former head teacher of St. Joseph Boys and St. Silas Boys, had passed away at the age of 70 and was laid to rest at the St. James Cemetery on Sunday, January 27th. Mr. Walcott, widely acclaimed as an innovative and astute leader, was an educator for 45 years and served with distinction. Throughout his career, he extolled the virtues of discipline, diligence, and sacrifice, for he believed that education was the pathway to social mobility in a rigidly stratified Barbadian society. Mr. Walcott, born in Orange Hill, St. James, was described as a loving father, sincere friend, and pillar of his community. He spent 29 years at the St. Joseph Boys School and became principal of that institution in 1912. While at St. Joseph Boys, Walcott's passion for sports and the arts left an indelible mark. He started a cricket club at the school and emphasized the importance of artistic expression by showcasing and fostering the growth of cultural activities. Ever the pioneer, Mr. Walcott founded the first school band in Barbados at St. Joseph Boys, and in 1930, the band held its inaugural concert in Queen's Park under the patronage of Bishop Bentley and his wife. Annual concerts of the school band were held up to 1942, and the event thrilled audiences and nurtured the development of many talented musicians. Notably, a whopping 18 members of the St. Joseph Boys School Band were selected to play in the police band after they had graduated. Mr. Walcott returned to his hometown Orange Hill community as principal of the St. Silas Boys in 1942 and held that office until his retirement in 1947. At St. Silas Boys, he continued to insist on high standards and a well-rounded curriculum. The education department awarded Mr. Walcott numerous prizes for management and productivity, and he also received awards from the Agricultural Department for his school's garden and agricultural exhibits. On this day, February 5th, 1952, the Barbados Advocate eulogized Mr. Oliver Oscar Walcott, principal, band leader, author, and community activist. As a principal, Mr. Walcott enriched the lives of students and staff as he steadfastly encouraged excellence, fidelity to community, and service to country.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.